Blog Talk Radio.
City presents to you, Intimate Encounters, with your hosts, Ms. Toya, Taz, and Father Tom. So dim the lights, sit back, relax, and release your thoughts, and enjoy the show.
Thank you very much.
What's going on?
Hey, everybody that's listening. We in the chat room, y'all. We doing a show live from the chat room right now. Hook up your webcams and join us. Create you a page while you there.
Right.
We doing a live chat room. We doing another. We got a brand new chronicle for y'all tonight. What's going on, baby?
That's what I'm talking about. What's good?
That's how we doing.
You know that for sure. For sure, my
come on,
dude.
Come on.
Brother, what's going on with you, baby?
Nothing much. Just chilling. You know. Got a lot on my mind, but I'm trying to keep my mouth closed.
Okay, well, I'll tell you,
you're
going to say something.
It's
on mute.
What's your question, sweetie?
There you go. Why the hell you walk around with a skull cap on?
For the year, and then
because my hair right now is not combed, and
I don't think it was that much.
I didn't want
to,
you know, on live with my hair all over my head.
But after the first
y'all
week,
need to get in the chat room. Get in the chat room, y'all. Y'all can see Butter with a skull cap on.
Shut up.
We doing it live from the chat room, baby.
Right, and we got Miss Candy in the chat room too. Don't forget now, we got Miss Candy in there. What's up, baby?
What's up?
Candy.
How you doing? They
only asked for six calls. She said, how you doing?
Everybody stop talking.
What's cracking? What'd you say, Wick? Oh, I didn't know my mute was off, man. I was over here talking in the boom boom room.
Oh, okay. Shit, come on, get up. Well done. I'm telling you, man, you need to get over here and get on this webcam, man. Hell, I'm in this motherfucker twice. Fuck it. We're going to have fun tonight.
I didn't know you'd be on that mug when the show was on, man. I'm going to have to come over there and come to the studio and kick it with you one day. I'm going to do it next week, man.
Come on down to the lab, man. Come on down in the lab. We networking politics down here. I'm chilling, kicking back.
You know what I'm saying? See some of them fine women that be called a Sin City.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. For sure. That's how we doing it. But, hey, yo, dog, I guess if we got some women on here, we can get some questions popping. What you think?
Go for it, man.
All right, man. Check this out. Now, this is something I got to know because, like I said, today I had the worst migraine. I still got it. I mean, this motherfucker is not going away. Is sex a good stress relief? What's your thing, Candy?
I second that for you, dog.
I'm asking.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, Candy, sex a good stress reliever.
No, it's not my thing. I could.
You know I can see you right now, right?
Yeah, I could see you.
Okay, now, all that,
Well, if not with a migraine, I wouldn't do it with a migraine.
Why not?
Because you got your head beaten and your coochie getting beaten. Hey, it's too much.
I mean, shit. I got the migraine.
She ain't throwing with the migraine. You is, huh?
Right. I'm the one with the migraine, so I mean, is it a good stress relief? What you think, Butter? I got a migraine. What you gonna do for me?
Lay you down and massage you down and lick you down and suck you down and ride you down. All of the above.
Okay.
Until you have no more headache.
Yay!
That's what I'm talking about. Janine, I see you sneaking up in here. What's up, baby?
Nothing much. Hello.
Thanks, Janine.
You Jadeen just got pimp status. They know I'm in here. I ain't even pressing on it.
That was not why.
I wish we had it like that.
I was trying to get off this computer.
Oh, okay. Well, I called you out anyway. Jadeen, I got to know. Is sex a good stress relief? Because I got a migraine. This hurts something terrible.
A stress reliever?
Yeah, is that a good stress reliever, sex?
Of course it is. Sex, getting massaged down with oils, sucking you down, all that.
Yeah.
Damn. That's twice I've heard you to suck down. Well, what the hell y'all been all day? This
head
been pounding all day.
Well, if you would have told me, I would have came.
You know, you ain't tell nobody nothing until now, just now.
Man, I mean, my shit is pounding. My shit been pounding since 6 o'clock this morning.
That's what hurt him, man. Well, I feel it for you, dude.
Well, in other words, what I need to do once this show over is give me some.
Basically.
I don't know about that, man. I mean, shit. All right, check this out. I got another question I want to ask. Now, I'm gonna put this out to the females. Now, as a female, Let a dude know y'all ready to fuck without looking like a bust down. I'm serious. I mean, in y'all eyes, I know a lot of people be like, I don't want to come off too forward or nothing like that because I don't want him to think I'm a hoe or nothing like that. So how do y'all come off? And I mean, because I'm pretty sure y'all be wanting to fuck just as bad as we do. So how do y'all come off without trying to look like y'all bust down or y'all a hoe? But I'm going to start with you.
Well, you never know what they're thinking in their head anyway. So, I'm flirting, but I'm not approaching you. I'm not, you know, I'm just letting you know when you approach me that it can go down.
Right, but what you going to say? How you going to let me know that? Come out and say, look, if we go home, we can fuck?
No.
How you going to tell me?
By my actions. Just like if you're flirting with me to get a reaction, I'm going to give you the reaction that you're looking for. In order to know that it can be done. I'm not just going to approach you or, you know, step up and let you know I want to get down. I'm not going to do that.
So that's the way you would do it.
No, that's not. I wouldn't do it like that.
Well, I'm going to ask you, how would you do it? I mean, that's your method without coming off like I want to just fuck. That's your method. Like, okay, whatever.
Oh.
You press one button, I'm going to press the next one.
Wow. Oh, I don't know. I probably just... I'd invite you over, and I'd be standing in my stilettos, butt naked.
Okay. I can deal with that.
I ain't got to say nothing. You see what's going on. And if you don't know by then something wrong.
Okay. I feel that. What about you, Jeanine?
Yeah.
You already know what Jeanine going to say.
And what's that?
Right. Invite you over while she naked.
Oh my goodness. Actually, I don't. I'm a powder. You have to want me, which, you know, is very common, but I pout when I want something.
Right.
Okay, so that's your way of, like, telling him that you won't if you're just thought out.
That's what I usually do, yeah. And then when I get mad, I just be like, you know what, you need to give me some dick.
What the fuck was y'all at all day? I didn't have this angry all fucking day. What was y'all at? Hey, Wick, you still with me, dog?
Yes, sir.
Hey, man. All right, dog. You normally got something good for me. You normally got a question for me, man. So I'll let your boy tonight.
Shit, I was sitting up there listening to the ladies, man. I'm wishing I had a migraine, so that make me feel better. I almost ran my head. Shit.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, dog. Man, it ain't no fun if they ain't there, though. I'm telling you that not. Ain't no fun if they ain't there.
I feel you. Man, I had a little comment about Gary today. You know, I love my city to death. But, you know, I was just listening to some of these old people, man. And you know who they blaming to burn the city down? Which, I can't
Ooh.
Blame them. Them young motherfuckers. They said it's not
Fuck
a party. Hey, watch yourself.
Watch your mouth, boy.
Fuck that raggedy-ass motherfucking toe-down, burnt-up-ass, murder capital...
That
she
motherfucker.
Ass, city.
It spit you out.
But
my
mom we all have some mistakes.
You know
yeah,
what I'm saying? But you
yeah,
know what?
Yeah.
Check this
Look,
out.
You know what? We're not even gonna go there.
I know. I'm saying. I check this out.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions. And I want to have them answered immediately.
What's up with this? Can anybody tell me the difference between conceited and confident?
Oh, goodness.
That's a good ass question.
That's a good one, Father Time. That's a good one.
Ask you a bunch of questions.
Hey,
I want to have
good,
them answered immediately.
Immediately.
Shit, man. I'm going to tell you right now.
Cass, we want to hear your answer first.
And I'm going to tell you my answer first.
Then Janine.
Now,
yeah.
Now confidence is where, I mean, you just know, you got your swagger on right. I mean, you feel good about yourself. You feel you're not going to let nobody bring you down. You're just going to feel good about yourself all the way around. So what? I might be short. So what? I might be dark. I mean, but I'm still going to feel good about myself. I'm not going to let nobody bring me down. I'm not going to let nobody say, well, he's too short, or he not built right, or he too dark. No, I mean, I'm going to keep my confidence in myself. And I can see that it's, oh, the sun don't shine until I wake up, or I know that I look better than this motherfucker, that motherfucker, that motherfucker. Now, see, me, I never said I look better than anybody. I just know I look good.
Okay, moving on.
But, Cal, couldn't
that be a double-edged sword? Is that conceited or what? I mean, come on,
right.
Janine, let me hear your answer.
That is not conceited.
You know, for people hating on you, know, just because you confident.
Exactly, that's because people hate. That's people hating.
That's what
it could be. Because we have a high self-esteem, and my self-esteem is very high. Ain't nobody going to tell me nothing.
I'm up for that. Don't bullshit me. Y'all can see this motherfucker.
You know what, dog? Me and you been knowing each other a real long time.
Well.
All right.
Well.
Now, you can't say that. Wait a minute. And if I said correct, I remember one point in time, it was one summer, that you was just like, oh, motherfucker, you could put on all your brand new clothes, this, that, and other, and I still pull more women than you. You remember that?
Ooh, I remember that summer.
Huh?
What? Hey, man.
But what you gonna,
you
yeah.
always gotta
y'all
bring
betting
up,
on the
bro,
booty?
Why you always gotta bring up the past, man?
Y'all hear that? They was betting on the booty.
You know what I'm saying? You a weak man. Y'all motherfuckers.
You getting
man.
On my
nerves. Y'all get on my
nerves. Okay, so
what? Is that noise?
What's the difference between conceited and confident?
I don't know. That's why I asked the question.
But now I gave you an answer, and you like, oh, that's bullshit.
I think it's a thin line. I think
it's
a
it's
very
a thin,
thin
line.
Line.
How you figure that,
line.
Bro? How you figure
it's
that?
Very, when, okay, conceited is when you got to tell me that you look good. You're fucking conceited. You don't got to tell me. I know how you look. I'm not saying you per se. I'm just saying in general. When a person come up to you and say, You give somebody a compliment. Damn, you look good. I know. That ain't being conceited.
No.
That's not conceited. That's not being conceited.
But the person already knows you look good. You just told
exactly.
them.
Exactly. Thank you. I know.
You know, like, you know, a young lady comes, damn, you look good. You got some pretty eyes. I know, baby.
Thank you.
I can accept a thank you.
I don't need
you. Maybe
I might be a little conceited, but I will say thank you.
Yeah, exactly. That don't make you conceited, see? It makes you confident. If you don't say thank you, that makes you conceited.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
If you say thank you, I know, you're fucking conceited. You just say thank you and keep it moving. But if you got to say I know, you're fucking conceited.
You still won't take the thank you.
Man, I told
but
you.
All you,
boy,
all you did was boost
true.
Up my confidence even more, so it don't matter.
Okay, that's true. That ain't nothing wrong with that. Just say thank you. You ain't got to tell me you know you look good. I already complimented you. I just
okay.
told you you look good.
You
ain't got to agree
nah,
with
me. Nah, man, I'm ugly.
Just say thank you and keep it going. You ain't got to sit there and say, I know. Damn, girl, you look nice today. I know.
Well, hold on, man.
I look nice every day.
Wow. We got somebody new on here. El Carlo, what's happening?
What it do, fam?
What's happening, dude?
What's going down?
Nothing much with this.
It's big, man.
Oh, big. What's happening, dog? What's up with you?
Not much. What's the business for tonight?
Oh, man, who's
that
hey,
man. I want to know the difference between conceited and confident. Can you tell me?
Now, wait a minute. Say it slowly.
The difference between conceited and confident. Can you tell me what the difference is?
The difference, conceited. Let's see the difference. Well, I don't know because I've been called both of them, so I don't know because – when you're confident, you can be conceited because, I mean, when you the shit, you the shit. You know, I mean, I don't know how to say it no better than that because most people that's confident and conceited are very successful in whatever they're doing in life, you know. So I don't see it as a bad thing, you know. I think everybody that's, you know, on the air right now know it. I mean, we was all taught. I mean, we strive for the best. So if that's being conceited or overachiever or whatever you want to call it, I don't see the problem with it. I mean, it's just the way I see it.
I ain't talking about it like that, bro. I'm saying if a female roll up on you and say, damn, big, you look nice today, what do you say?
Right.
I would probably say
thank you, but I mean, if you can see it, you'd be like, yeah, I already know that, you know.
Exactly.
You'd be like,
that's
yeah.
my whole point. That's my point.
That's the difference already. Because when you're confident, I mean, but I don't know. It's like the same thing in a sense. But when you're confident,
you don't need
you're
good, right?
Right. You don't need no gratification when you're confident. But when you concede it, you don't give a shit what nobody say no way, because you think you the shit anyway.
Exactly.
I couldn't say it in no battle.
I'm just teasing y'all. Y'all know that, right?
Yeah.
Both of y'all feel conceited as hell, but y'all my people, so I guess I got to deal with y'all ass.
Thumbs up, that brother. Big, what's been going on with you, dog?
Nothing, man. Like I said, I've been out here just chilling, man, trying to get ready for 2 years. Trying to change my ways for 2 years. I'm making all my resolutions, man. I'm going to quit doing this, quit doing that. You know, the same bullshit we all tell each other every year we're going to do, and we all lie. We do it for the first 2 weeks of January, then we back to the same shit. Back to drinking, back
right,
to smoking.
Right.
Back to fucking
right, right,
I ain't making no New Year's resolutions.
All right, so you ain't making none, huh?
No, no.
Well,
for what, man? I ain't going to keep them.
Right, well, that's the whole thing. And nobody never keeps up with what they going to do, no way. But it's fun to start off on New Year's Eve talking the bullshit. Yeah, man, I'm going to quit smoking this year, I swear to God. January 3rd, nigga, I done quit. Man, shit. And 2 weeks later, you back to the same shit. Back smoking weed, back to drinking, back to cheating and lying and shit the whole time.
Yeah.
But I got my list out, like I say. I mean, I got a list. But this New Year's is a special New Year's because it's on the weekend. But I mean, we can get all the way fucking gone. I'm talking about, as I call it, white boy wasted. Ain't nothing but vomiting and all this good shit. We getting ugly. It's a
fight. Ain't nothing wrong with
that,
though. Ain't nothing wrong with that at all.
Hey, but we got people listening. If y'all want to get in the conversation, you got to push one. If you don't want to push one, log on to cncdotspruce.com. We're doing a show live from the chat room.
Wow.
Get in there. Y'all can see Butter with our store cap on.
Yeah. I love it. I'm excited now. I'm coming off now. Shit. I had to get a haircut.
We doing it live, y'all.
That's what I'm finna
do. I'm finna go ahead.
What's up,
buddy?
What's up? Oh, that's what I'm looking for.
Hey, baby.
Yeah, babe, I done got my hat cut and shit. I'm gonna be on that shit.
You getting on tonight, babe?
Right now.
Dude, getting on it.
Yeah. I had to get off of it because he keep putting my business out about my skull cap.
I'm just teasing you.
Yeah, I bet.
Hey, man.
It's all good.
Big, still up?
Well, I'm still here, man.
Hey, I texted you last night, man. I want you to get on. We networked last night.
When you hit me up, man, I was out in the street, fam. I can't get to my shit right now. I didn't want to get on air with all the people I was with, man. I was just on my family. I didn't want all them was drunk and talking crazy, so I didn't want to mess nothing up. So that's why I didn't hit you right back.
Oh, okay. All right, what's up, man.
All right, y'all. We're going to go into this song. We're going to give everybody a chance to get up in cncdotspruce.com, hook up your webcams, get in there, enjoy the show live, see what we do. This is how we do it, y'all, all the time. Enjoy this song. We'll be right back.
Yo, baby, you made this game again. Huh?
Oh, baby.
Cause I'm ready.
Hey,
get set. Here we go.
Girl, I hope you choose to stay, so we can play this little game we play. You go high and I will speak. Let me be the one.
Boy, I really wanna stay and play that little about you every day. Got me feeling kind of freaky. Girl, why you wanna leave me that way?
Boy, I don't wanna leave you, so I'll stay for a little while. But we play by my rules, 'cause me and
y'all, welcome back, welcome back. Hey, we got breaking news up in the chat room. Candy just said she getting naked tonight.
I walked away at the wrong time. I walked the wrong way at the wrong time. Hold on. Let me come back.
Candy said she getting naked in the chat room.
I didn't say that.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. I'm ready.
Hey,
they lying to you.
Hey, Brother Cash, I got a dilemma. Can I ask you, Phoenix? Y'all, viewers, about something?
What's that, dog?
I got a question for the female viewers. Do y'all know when a nigga's faking?
Faking?
Like,
what?
If you don't want to, you want can the bust a nut? Can y'all tell?
What's the question again,
yeah,
bro?
Yeah.
Can a female tell, like, okay, you got a broad over here you don't want to fuck, right? But you end up, you know, but you end up got a fucker. You know what I'm saying? She could be a woman or whatever. You fucking her, and then you do that, and roll over. Can a woman tell if you butt faking or not?
And drop the off.
Well, you know.
Can she tell if you fake or not?
I'm listening, dog.
It depends on you've been with the lady or not. I mean, if you've been with her a while, of course she's going to know. But if it's something that is new, then, I mean, you can't tell. I mean, other than watching you take the condom off and there not be nothing there. But it all depends on if she knows you or not.
Okay.
Well, let me ask you a question, dog. Why would you even want to fake a nut?
Well, if you can't, I mean, the bitch don't...
Maybe she didn't turn them on.
Yeah, well, the chick just don't turn you on, but it's pussy. She, motherfucker, for some reason, you just can't bust a nut with her. I just asked the question.
All right, Janine, what you got for him?
Well, I would know. I think I would know, but I don't know. You may can get away with it with certain people.
All right, Miss Janine. Once again, I must say I love you. And how would you know?
I just know.
What?
Because I have to see the cum. I want to see it.
Okay.
So whether it's coming on me, in my mouth, or I feel it.
Yeah.
I know it's coming. I know.
That's why with somebody like you, I wouldn't even have to goddamn faint.
Let me ask you a question, Janine, let me ask you a question. How you going to feel it if you got a rub on? If you got a rub on, how you going to feel it? You can't.
Right.
Well, if you got a rub on, then I would be able to see it in the rubber. Now, wouldn't I?
How?
When you take it
when
out,
take
it's
it
in
out.
The rubber. Exactly. It's in the rubber. I'm going to look at it.
Hey, throw it away. What you want to see my rubber for?
Because I'm going to look at it.
To make sure ain't
okay.
No rubbing drop nowhere.
I want to see how your cum look.
Yeah. Let me ask you. Why would that bother you?
You talking to me?
Yeah. You said you got to see it.
That's the whole purpose.
Because
that's the whole purpose of having sex is to come. If you don't come, what's the purpose of having sex?
Right.
Good question. Good answer.
Right. I got to ask you a question, dog. I got to ask you a question. Nah, she just made a point. I mean, you already in it, so why not just say fucking and go for broke? Why fake it?
With some reason, you just can't, and after a while, you'd be like, fuck it, man, I give up.
No, I've never felt like that. I've never felt like I'm
It's not like
up.
I want to, I just can't. The motherfucker just, for some reason, my shit be like, I ain't gonna bust a nut in there. You know, they say you always bust a nut. Before you bust a nut anyway, so he must get his little half a spit off and be like, fuck it.
Let me ask you, brother. Do you go limp? I mean, she just gonna turn you on to that point, or you just, I don't want to fuck no more.
I don't want to fuck no more. I don't know why I'm not busting the neck with you. I give up. Fuck you then.
You go limp on him?
No, it just don't bust a nut. He's still harder than anything. Got to lay on my stomach just to face for a minute, you know, till the motherfucker finally go down.
Well, brother, that's usually called stamina. I always thought that was, ladies, ain't that usually a good thing? Ain't that called stamina?
I was making him do it. Here, boo.
I mean,
well, Black Man Jimmy enjoying this conversation because he in the chat room cracking fuck up.
Yeah, Black Neck Jimmy laughing at my motherfucker.
Somebody else just said this before. Maybe she fucked like a broke down washing machine or something. I don't know. It just,
what is it that's not turning you on? Was she not moving? What is it that's not turning you on about? You said what now, bro?
It's like fucking a goddamn statue. You know how the little fake them look. To me, I don't like the little sound. But goddamn move, bitch. I can make sounds for goddamn self. Do some movement. Goddamn, you ain't even moving, goddamn. You broke down washing machine. I see why you can't keep a goddamn man.
What?
Wow.
Right, wait.
Some harsh words there, bro.
Hey, listen to me, dog. Listen to me for a second, dog.
This shit, but after I finish over here at the Boom Boom Room, going right over there drinking this shit. I'm just
talking. Listen to me, man. Listen to me for a second, dude.
But, though.
The next time that shit happens, you just tell her.
You fucking brought this on yourself, man. You brought this on yourself.
Put it on herself, dog. If she don't turn you on, that's her fault.
I don't think that's turning him on.
That she's turning him on. His dick is hard.
Right. I mean, is pussy getting dry? I mean, what's going on with the pussy, man? Talk to me about the pussy. Let me know what's wrong with the pussy. I mean, is it getting dry? Is it too wet for you to just slide in and out? What's wrong with it?
Well, I don't know, man. Maybe we can maybe we get Rev to answer that. I see the Rev online. Rev, push one.
Why are you always busting her out like that?
To see the Rev. She didn't push one, too, y'all.
Yeah, because you don't scare
Rev.
Me.
How you doing,
hello.
Rev?
Hello. I'm fine. How are you?
He's a mess.
Hey, Felicia.
Hey.
How was your day?
Busy.
Busy? Really?
She's an entrepreneur. I'm sorry
to hear that.
What'd you say?
Making that money. She going to be busy.
So, Red, the question of the day is if you got a migraine, if you're having sex, will it help relieve your migraine?
Will it give you a migraine?
No. Will it relieve a migraine?
I don't know. I've never had a migraine.
Well, I got one now. I got one now. I had since 6 o'clock this morning. I'm just trying to get some relief. I done took Excedrin, Aleve, Tylenol. Shit. Drugs just ain't doing it. I need some type of relief here. Nobody can help me.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby, shit. It's a pussy, shit. What you mean, poor baby?
I'm too far away.
Check this out, y'all. The lines are lit up. If y'all want to get in the conversation, push one. But right now, we're going to introduce y'all to a brand new chronicle. So y'all sit back and enjoy this chronicle.
This is DG, and here's my chronicle. Hello?
What's up?
What's up, baby?
I need you right now.
Why, what's up?
I'm home alone, laying in bed, feeling so sexy.
Are you feeling sexy, huh?
Yeah, I miss you. I want to feel your body tonight. Can you come over?
I think I can make that happen. I'm in the area, so I'll be in your crib in about 5 minutes.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm so hot and horny for you right now.
What you got on?
A little something. A surprise, just for you.
I got a surprise for you, baby. I'm here. Come open the door.
I'm coming now.
As I walk through the door, I whisper in her ear sweet things that make her weak. And I look into her eyes with a mysterious, provocative gaze. While touching her body to feel the burning of my flames, caressing her with a love that is so real. Then I kiss her. She feels my wet, eager lips, our hungry tongues indulging in their craving. She feels the poison of my blood as her heart starts to race, beating faster and faster, stimulating pure intoxication, taking over her mind and body, giving me complete control. She slowly nudges away and grabs my hand, leading me throughout her house. As she is leading me, I notice her black lace nightgown fitting her body ever so perfectly. I can feel my dick beginning to rise with anticipation. We end up in the basement, standing next to a pool table. She releases my hand and starts to slowly slip out of her nightgown, standing completely naked with her ass a 10 and her tits like wow. She starts to undo my belt buckle, unzips my pants, and pulls on my big fat black dick. She starts caressing it lightly, licking the tip of my shirt, teasing the hell out of me. I feel as if I can't take it anymore. I gently pull her up and back her into the pool table, and I lift her up to lay her down. I open her legs and begin to kiss and lick in between her thighs, making love pussy to tease her. Her body begins to jerk, and her moaning is turning me off. I come up and begin sucking her big titties and licking her neck while my fingers is working her clit. Her moaning becomes more intense and uncontrollable. Her pussy starts to swell and is wet as ever. I turn her over on her stomach. Her legs are suspended in midair. I slide my dick in her wet pussy and grab her hips and begin thrusting. Licking at that ass and feeling that wet pussy made me thrust harder and faster. She's moaning, groaning, telling me how good my dick feels, and I'm telling her this pussy is the best. After the anticipation build up from all night, she says, "Don't stop. I'm about to come." I begin to go deeper and deeper. Her body begins to gyrate. Her legs are violently shaking, and she screams, "I'm coming." I can feel my dick filling up with cum, and I say back, "I'm coming too." Both moaning and groaning, we explode, feeling the sexual tension being released. We gasp for air as she lays face down on the pool table. I lay on her back in pure ecstasy. This is my chronicle.
Okay, give it up for D, y'all. How y'all like that chronicle?
Woo!
That was fun. I'm saying, that's my boy D. That boy D know he get out when he want to.
Everybody still in the chronicle?
Hey, by the sounds of it, man, all the ladies filling that chronicle. Is my boy still online? Wick, you still online?
Yeah, I'm still here. I was just taking a little chronic break. You know what I'm saying?
Now, we in the chat room, man, and we got people in the chat room saying that it might be a number of things that's causing that problem you got going on.
I never said it really was a problem. I was wanted to just ask the question. Could it be?
Yeah, well, now we thinking it could be the liquor you're drinking.
Okay.
Or it could be the chronic you're smoking.
Okay. Well, I guess I got to get rid of her.
Damn, she say fuck that you ain't giving up your smoke that you drink, huh?
I guess I got. I guess so. One last time, then. Oh well.
Hey.
Damn, man. That was it. It's the chronic, dog. It's probably the chronic, man.
I'm sitting here AJ right now. She like, this motherfucker crazy. Don't listen to this nigga.
Hey, man. Who am I to say? Hey, but I got a question for everybody, man. And I'm start with you, Tama. You with me, right?
What up, dude?
Yeah, man.
All right, man. What's the one thing that turned you on about your mate? The one thing that just drove you crazy?
Wow. The one thing that really turned me on about her, she had a good heart.
One thing. You say what?
She had a good heart, man. She was very kind. Something turned me on to her, dude.
Nah, hell. Okay, this ain't the Oprah show, motherfucker.
I know it ain't the Oprah show, man. You said the one thing that turned me on. That's what attracted me to her. She had a kind heart.
Okay, brother. Okay.
I'm sorry you didn't get the answer you was looking for.
Well, yeah, I forgot who I was asking. Moving on.
Damn right. Recognize.
Janine.
Yeah.
Yo, soft ass up, man. It's her heart. Soft ass, old butter margarine ass motherfucker.
Who you talking to?
Anyway. Janine. What's the one thing that just turns you on about your mate?
That we like to do it the same way. We like it rough.
Damn, what y'all doing it now?
Huh?
I said, damn, y'all doing it now? All I hear is just...
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. All right, Felicia, you going to ask the question?
Yes, I will.
Okay, baby, what's the one thing that you just turns you on about your mate?
Firm muscles. Yeah.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I've been working out my damn self. But, hey. Hey, Butter.
Yes.
What's the one thing to turn you on about your mate?
His lips.
Hey, Rev.
Black Neck Jimmy
in the chat room with his webcam on showing you his muscles. You need to go ahead and log in so you can check him out.
Okay.
Okay, Candy, what about you?
The lips.
His lips.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wait, what about you, Doc? Well, shit, Wick, I don't know if I want to ask you this question because you don't even like the fucker, so I don't see nothing turning you on. See, I guess therefore he can't answer the question.
No, I said I'm going to pass anyway, dog.
You going to pass?
No, that's maybe why I got to have so many different ones. If I had just one, I can, you mess with different ones because you got to find different traits. One make you laugh. One get on your goddamn nerves, but the pussy good. You know, I got a pass on that.
Well, how many women you got, man?
I guess I need three different personalities.
I don't have women.
I have friends. I'm single. I have friends. I have no commitment. I did a commitment for damn near 7 years, dog. Right now, I'm commitment off.
So now you just got
to find that special one. I want that one to make my heart patter. You can call me what they say, an old romantic. I won't want to catch my eye and make me like, damn.
Janine?
Like Janine. I mean, oh, did I say that out loud? You know. Somebody changed me.
I hear Janine huffing and puffing. What's wrong, Janine?
Nothing. I'm listening. He's talking about me, so I'm listening to him.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go, dog. She says you're talking about her, so she's listening to you. There you go. Here's your chance.
Oh, hey, Janine, you know I'm in love with her. I need to go ahead and get me a webcam so I can talk to Janine. Oh.
There you go, dog. How's it going, man? They got the music playing in the background. There you go,
dog. Okay. So.
Wick, you hear that? Wick.
Oh, hell no, man.
Wick, you.
Wait, he just fucked the whole mood up, man.
I'm out and about. I told you to can't do that because my signal keeps going in and out.
Wait, now,
why is your
signal
right
now? Is the name sitting there waiting on to hear what you have to say, and you just got the fuck off?
My signal, I didn't get off the phone. I lost my signal. I'm out and about.
All right, here you go. Here you go.
All right, your signal on now.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
How you doing, Miss Janine?
I'm fine.
I just wondered, could I take a little time, you know, off your schedule and talk to you for a minute?
Okay, what would you like to talk about?
Anything you want to. You know, better yet, yeah. I would rather listen to you. Because I love how the way this sounds with your voice, though.
Really?
What was that?
I said, really?
Yes, ma'am, really. You know, how was your day today, babe?
My day was good.
You didn't work too hard, did you?
I tried not to.
You know, because if you did, you know, I could come over there and rub your feet for you.
Oh, really? You can rub
yes,
more
I can.
That.
You know, we're just starting to feet.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, I got this tongue here just waiting on you.
Well, what you gonna do with that?
Whatever you want me to do with it. It'll be for you, baby. I'm your sex slave.
You know, they just making me laugh. Because they is just cracking up in the chat room.
I don't know, man. We gonna judge that one, dog. I don't know, man. Like, they just... Black Neck Jimmy wasn't feeling you moves, man. But I don't think Black Neck Jimmy felt you moved enough, dog. Oh, man. Now, Big was on your side. Big was on your side, man. I think Big was on your side. He might have been answering another question.
Man, I was having fun, bro. I was having fun.
Okay.
Now, what y'all talk about? Can I do what I had to go do? I'm still online. I'm listening.
Well, go on for the smoking, bro. Go on for the smoking. God damn it. Okay, y'all. All right, Janine, where you right at?
What?
Where you right at? Do you tell him you busy tonight? Do you tell him you busy tonight or come on over?
you know, I'm a nice person, so I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, all right, I understand. Candy.
Yeah.
What do you tell them? Do you tell them, come on over, or you busy tonight? Wow.
Probably to come on over.
Wow. Okay. Hey. Hey, you know, you got one. We can tell you to come on over. Do you tell them, come on over, or you busy tonight?
I'm busy.
Show is hard, buddy. Show is hard on him. You hard on the brother. Felicia, what do you tell him? Come on over, you busy tonight.
I'm busy.
Okay. Well, now you got two of them that said, well, I don't know what Jadine really saying, because Jadine ain't really saying nothing. You said she nice, so. But now you do got to get Miss Candy to say she tell you to come on over.
All right, hold on for a second, dog. Wick, you still with us?
For one thing, on my defense, that wouldn't be no bullshit I say, man. I'm fucking around. God damn, press that lame ass song. We ain't in the 80s, motherfucker.
Hey. Look, man, look, dog.
Shit. Shit, I say, I'm fucking around, man. God damn, I'm trying to
get to a destination.
Shit.
Dude, hold on, man. I'm gonna bring you back, man. Hey, Butter.
Yes.
You ready?
No, I'm not. My daughter acting up right now.
Rev, you
don't
ready?
Be revving me. No.
You said no.
No.
I keep telling you I'm on the move, man. I can't actually talk too. Jeez.
I'm trying to get you a second chance, dog. For all the women that said no to you, man.
That's right. I'll make it up one day. I'll make it up one day.
Hey, the chat room say you seem to be easily upset, brother.
I know it's a woman that's listening on right now. All you gotta do is push one. Who's the one for me?
Miss Candy says she'd give him a chance. All
right, okay. All right, Wick, you ready?
Oh, I'm not doing that. I'm good.
Sorry, what part you just said? I just said I was on the move. I'm trying to listen right now. I can't talk. Jesus Christ.
My bad, dog. My bad. Excuse me.
You son of a bitch.
All right, man. Now be nice to Wick, man. Wick, he put it. He was just bullshitting, man. And you know this. Right, Wick?
Yeah.
All right, now hold up, man. You know what? In Wick's defense now. Every week, man. Every week we try to get a dude to say something sweet to these ladies, right? Right. Okay, so I'm gonna pick one out today, so somebody can say something sweet to us. Now, which one of y'all ladies gonna say, sit back and say something sweet to us?
Cut the pee up all night.
Brev, what about you?
No, I'm just listening. Janine can go.
Why
everybody
always want to throw it up on Janine?
Exactly. Janine, because Janine know what to say.
Okay. You don't,
we all know,
you don't
know who what to say. No, she know what to say. We all know that.
You telling me you don't know what to say to a man?
Who?
You don't know what to say to a man?
Yes, he might, but I'm not just going to be talking to you random people about all this stuff.
Well, then, we random people.
Oh, no, change, 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 change,
change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change, change
What she's saying is we're not as nice as Janine.
That just hurt my feelings.
I ain't trying to hurt nobody's feelings. I'm just saying I'm not that outspoken, and Janine is very outspoken, and we all know this, and she say all the right stuff. So I'm giving her her props. It's not to, you know, offend anybody. Oh, I'm
getting on my nerves.
Who said that, Thomas?
Get on, Felicia.
He said he always talks to me tonight because I'm ready. No, I'm sorry.
Uh-oh.
I ain't done nothing. Why you always got to accuse me of doing stuff?
Because you always talking shit. I be minding my own business.
I mean, so we can't find one lady to say no sweet nothing to us, huh? I need somebody to help me with this headache, man. Who's going to help me with this headache? Nobody? Damn, that's fucked up. That is fucked up.
Well, lay back and pull your dick out. Let me take a look at it. See what I can do. I said lay back and pull your dick out so I can take a look at it. See what I can do.
I mean, really.
Nah.
I'm waiting too.
Oh, no, but I mean, y'all want to help me out, but y'all want me to pull my dick out. Ain't that my fault? What kind of shit is that?
We have to help you in person. We can't do it over the phone.
Well, I mean, I'm waiting on Miss Chandy. I don't know why you biting your eyes, holding your head down. You know what you're supposed to be doing anyway.
I was rubbing my damn eyes. You're making me tired.
Oh my God, just tell
us why. I was told that would be called internet porn.
What is?
Is it still considered internet porn if she's over 21? I'll send that question out to Black Neck Jimmy. Black Neck Jimmy said that's internet porn.
I don't think he was talking to you. He might have been talking to Big. Hello? I guess he was talking to me. I've never known that to be internet porn.
We on SinCity.Spruce.com. Now, Jimmy that came up with the topic, he said for Candy to get naked on there is internet porn, and we can go to jail for this. And now, me personally, I don't believe it. I don't think you're going to go to jail, Candy. So go on with you.
That's bullshit. That's bullshit, Black Neck. You supposed to be encouraging, not discouraging.
Well, I'm not trying to be locked up, because if I go to jail, Lord have mercy, you guys are going to have to send commissary and letters, because I'll be in there for about 10 years.
Well, Father Time, I'm going to get you out.
I got a pretty big bond, brother.
Well, Father Time, say you like it.
Hold on, y'all. Damn, that was kind of cold, though.
What's up, Corey?
This is Corey.
Oh, what's up, Corey? What's going on?
Nice, gentlemen, getting in on y'all little conversation. I hear a lot of stuff going on this line.
Oh, yeah, man. We networking the politicking. SinCity.SpruceGospel.com. Jump in the chat room with us, man.
Man, I'll jump in, but I don't think nobody ready for that.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know, man. You can do that. Hey, now, you familiar with our boy Black Neck Jimmy? Now, Black Neck Jimmy say if Candy pull the titties out on the webcam, it's called internet porn.
He said if you pull your penis out, it's porn. But I can go ahead.
Nah, that's gonna mean a good time for all y'all. That's what that's gonna mean.
You pull it out, it's supposed to be personal porn. If you pulling it out, you better be ready to use it. Because ain't nobody finna give you a man unless I'm finna put it somewhere.
Okay, well, do that shit then. You
know? Of course, there you go.
All right. Job, bro. In the minute that I get in, it's going to be a get-in session. You might as well
clock in.
You
talk a lot of mess.
Yes, he is. You'll be picking up that drool off the side of your mouth.
No,
so,
what's up,
you know?
Let me get a plate of vodka. It's a 9 to 5.
How much?
Yeah. Boy, they try to put you out there now, dog. They say whip it out now.
Now somebody want to go toe-to-toe with me, and they just won't win.
Damn, lady.
That's how I finish going to cash in. You two and finish with me.
Hey.
He's talking
now,
big cash, ain't
he? For y'all, my man Cordy right here on SinCity.Spruce.com right now. He's sitting there in the big after the fact that they drinking good over there. They chilling. Man, say shit. He ready.
Already all day.
Yeah, sound good.
Mm-hmm. No, baby, I do a lot of talking, a lot of action. I'm not no motherfucker that do words. You wanna fuck with the stuntman, come on, jump in with me. I guess the see y'all win.
That nigga sound like Pippa Ken, goddammit. See, I say, goddamn motherfuckers, you just believe in me, baby, because I tell you, I barbecue a mildew a bitch.
I hear that.
You go ahead, Janine. He's too skinny for me.
Oh, damn.
That's right, Kenny, man. I don't know what to say. I'm just a little slam, but I'm well built.
Oh, all the meat in between your legs.
I'm good.
I'm good.
Wait a minute, hold on.
I'm gonna leave it alone.
Alright, Cole. I don't mean to cut you off, but I just gotta ask Big one thing. Big, you right there with me, dog, right?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Big, what the hell is that can, man? The blue can right there in front of you.
I just remember. What did you say, Zach?
The blue can right in front of him. What is that he drinking?
Oh, that's Four Loko. That's Four Loko. You know how we do it. We Four Loko.
Oh, my man is over here on that Four Loko. He ready to fuck some. He ready to fuck some on that Four Loko.
What about that?
What is that?
Oh, he said, what about that?
I'm right here, baby. I'm right here.
That's what
I'm talking about. The cam on.
Oh, really?
They going off that vodka and Four Loko? Oh, yeah, they definitely ready to cut the cam on. Simon, what's up, dog? You over there real quiet, man. What's going on?
I'm just sitting back enjoying the scene, man.
Okay,
you know what
man,
I mean?
I'll
over there looking sexy.
I like to, well, thank you.
Greatly appreciate it. I'll smoke that.
Well, y'all two motherfuckers, something else. Y'all,
why can't we do it?
Something else. Huh?
Me, why can't we flirt? You and Janine do.
Wait a minute, let me ask y'all something.
We do not flirt.
Why does every time something comes up, it's always
out,
me and
Janine.
Janine. Why is it y'all? Why do y'all keep putting Perry and me all together?
What?
You don't
think y'all flirt?
Well,
you don't think y'all flirt, Janine?
Room, are they?
I don't think so.
Oh my goodness. I'm shocked.
Jimmy, you all right over there?
That's a lie.
Oh, he took his glasses off.
What is that?
Wow.
I mean, come on now. So wait a minute. Y'all say me a hot flirt, but I mean, I don't mean to call nothing out, but for the show, did you say, Father, can I help you set up your web cam?
Yeah, he bought me through it on Sin City. Yeah.
By the time I got on the show, you was already up and running, so.
Right.
Like he
and him was on. I was on.
He didn't walk me through it during the show, so I see that little ball head sweating over there. What you rubbing
your well,
scrub
I figured,
head
you know, he would be on.
No, dog, it ain't like that, man. I can't help. Hey, dude, that's what I do, man. Help people. That's my job.
You
in
said
life.
What?
That's what I do. I help people.
Yes, you do it very well.
Now, come on, y'all. Now, if that wasn't flirting, what was? Yes, you do it very well.
Okay.
Well, maybe we.
Whoa. Hold on. I know you're not comparing.
You're saying something nice about him, right?
This motherfucker?
You said what, though?
He talking about Vane and all that bullshit. What the fuck is all that about?
What?
You said Vane.
How you doing? Let me get Tommy Berg in the line.
Just trying to say something nice.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Candy and Simon.
Don't bullshit me.
Nice little setup.
Right.
Pretty good.
Oh, now
cute.
Don't bullshit me, y'all.
I mean,
is there some type of connection in there, man? I mean, what is it?
I just said something nice. You said say something nice to a man, and I did.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, and so what? He was online when I asked him if he could help me with my cam. He knew what the problem was, and he helped me fix it. I'm very, very glad that I have somebody like that, because if I didn't, then I wouldn't be on.
You have somebody like that. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that can help me.
Okay. I'm glad you got somebody in your corner like that, right.
Yeah, okay. Because you wouldn't have helped.
Right.
And like, oh, I got to come over there and find it.
You said what?
You would have been like, oh, I'd have to come over there just to find out.
So you're trying to say the only way I would help you if I got something out of it.
Do
what? Right, that's what you're saying. Now, in Father Time's case, he's just such a nice guy. And he was just willing to help you,
right?
That's right.
I'm a nice guy.
Yeah, he helps out. That's good. You get applause.
Well, I guess that question I asked, that what turns you on the most about your mate is the fact that he's willing to help you.
I said the lips.
Excuse me?
I said the lips.
Oh, and the fact that he'll help you, right?
Well, yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, okay. I mean, and ain't nothing wrong with it. I mean, Father Time's a good guy.
I'm just not a computer whiz, so I don't know.
And Father Time just happened to be on the air at the right time, right?
Yeah, I checked
That's
and
right.
he was on. I mean, because I know the show was going to be starting soon.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now I'm going to go down the line. I'm going to go down the line with this one. I'm going to start with Wick. You still with us? Wick's on his mission. Butter.
Yes.
You think that shit the Ken and Father Time talking about is a bunch of bullshit?
It's deeper than all that.
Oh, okay.
My bad, I'm back.
Black.
That's how I feel. Right. That's how I feel.
I mean, what about you, Felicia? You think it's a little deeper than you just being a good guy?
No, I don't know.
You got to stop paying attention here. Janine, what you think?
I think it's way more than that.
Yes.
I mean, I've noticed that a lot of times that, I mean, they just be in the chat room in their own little world.
Hey, well, you know what, man? To end all of this, man, this is what I'm going to say, man, to end all this. To you and Janine, and who else disagreed? Butter?
Mm-hmm.
What was your answer, Butter? Okay, well, since you don't want to say her answer again.
Oh, I said yes. I didn't know I was on mute. I said yes.
Man,
okay,
everybody thinks that's bullshit.
Okay, well, this goes out for everybody on the show. This is for all y'all from the bottom of my heart. Okay?
Yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell. That's not nice, man. That's not nice just because you didn't get cut. I mean,
damn, that was kind of harsh.
Well, I mean, wow, dog. It's
all good to think what
damn,
you want. It's all good.
You know,
because
I mean,
we are like
she was supposed to do a striptease for us on the chat room, but now all of a sudden it's like, nah, she didn't want to do it now. So I'm thinking he must have sent one of them text messages on the low, like, ah, you bad not.
Wow, you guys are silly tonight.
I'm just saying.
That wasn't even cool, man. That wasn't even cool, dog. I wouldn't even go out
there.
Man, do your thing, Father Time. You got it like that, man. You got it like that.
Nah, man. Don't get on my side now, dog. I ain't got no...
Man, this is a bunch of
bullshit,
dude. That's why I said you got it like that. You got it like that.
Oh,
still
got
it.
Ain't nothing wrong with it, man. Ain't nothing wrong with making a little love connection.
See,
you know what? I got one more.
I wish I could play y'all song.
In my lifetime.
Y'all song, Secret Lovers.
Wick, this one for you, Wick.
I'm just asking, man. I'm just asking.
The first time in my lifetime.
Pissed off!
I'm pissed off at all, y'all.
That
better be pissed on. Off pissed on, bro. But you know what? Hey, man, look. Don't hate the player, man. Hate the game.
I'm Rick James, bitch. Enjoy yourself.
Enjoy yourself. All right, y'all.
All right, look, y'all. We coming down, man. We got the going in the chat room, so what you got your last words, man?
Yes, sir. Just sending much love to all the ladies. My niggas, y'all always do a great show. And I want to know whatever happened to the prank.
What happened to the what?
The prank y'all used to do.
Fuck
the beginning
you,
of y'all
fuck
show.
All y'all,
oh, man, we don't worry about it. We're going to bring them back, man.
Yeah, we're going to do a live prank next week, man. We doing a prank live on the air.
Next week, dude. So it's all gravy, baby. Ken, you got any last words?
Get in the chat room, butter showing her legs.
All right, that must be for big.
For sure, I like it too.
Funny
game,
all up in the camera.
Buddy, you got any last words?
I enjoyed myself tonight, and I'm in the chat room.
Hey, you look like you're enjoying yourself now.
Yep.
Rev, you got any last words?
No, I'll be in the chat room in a little bit.
You gonna hook up your webcam tonight?
No, my daughter took the computer with her, so I gotta use a different one.
Your daughter took the computer?
Yeah.
All right. We got here. Corey, you got any last words, bro?
Happy New Year, all y'all. All
right. Same to you, brother.
Did he say fuck
you any last words? No, he said Happy New Year to all y'all.
Oh, Happy New Year to you too, dog.
You mean you got any last words?
Good show. I enjoyed it.
All right, Big, you got any last words?
Shit, Big still over that drool. All
right, dog. Take us out, man. You got any last words?
Yeah, man. SanCity.Spruce.com. Let's get in this chat room. Let's have a little fun tonight, man. Hey, by the way, one more thing. I got a headache. I need somebody to help me with this migraine. Come on, help me out. Come on, get in the chat room. Make me feel good. All right.
All right, y'all. We out of here. Leaving with my boy, Jim.
Break it all. Since computer love, they wanna set it all. Like a hotel room, I'm checking into you. I'm digging like a shovel. All the things you do. Take a leap over the boom. That's how you're making me feel. Come on in this room and let's keep it real and go.